We want to give a Yashikayach to Rabbi Goldstein and all the Shurim of the summer. So the initials of time, Lizzie from Shemshinari, our dear friend Lizzie, who started the Shurim. And we're continuing in his classes. He had the Shurim going for many, 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 many years, hundreds of Shurim. Again, yeah, thank you, Rabbi Goldstein. It's fourth time already or something like that. So it's not everybody that we ask to come back. So, but now it's a chazaka, so we'll have to have you every summer.
From for the warm welcoming and the invitation. I was told originally that coming tonight and just say all the stories, it's not what the Olam likes. It's a very intellectual Olam, a very smart Olam. So I wanted to speak a little bit about Halacha. You know, we're entering tonight the period of mourning of the Beis HaMikdash. And Lamaisa, what's left for us here in Golas is the Gemara tells us, what we have left here in Golos is our study halls, our shuls. And after they kach, the Svarim tell us it's a microcosm of Beis HaMikdash. There's an amazing part. Mara says that we just read in last week's parsha that from all the brachas that Bilam said, eventually all of them turned back to become Klolos, except for one. And that was the bracha of Matoydir Alecha Yaakov Vishkan Yisecha, which the Gemara tells us in about the Gnesius, about the Midrash is. Chaskal Abramsky says an incredible pshat. He says, what's pshat? From all the brachas that Bilam said over, everything reversed back to what he originally wanted to say, a klal. Maybe we should turn back to a bracha. Says the Gemara that it eventually reversed back to a klal, except for one, and that was the bracha of Matav Yilecha Yaakov Vishkan Yisech, in about the Gnesius, about the Midrash is. Says Chaskal Abramsky, why dafka that? Why dafka that bracha? From all the other brachas, that had to stay, that never became reversed. So Reb Chatzal Abramsky, you know why? Because all the other brachas, if they reverse back into Klalis, it doesn't threaten or jeopardize the existence of Klal Yisrael. But once we lose our shuls, once we lose our batim midrashim, it jeopardizes and could perhaps even annihilate the Jewish nation. And therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though we allowed the other brachas to reverse back to Klalis, but Eilu Batim Yisrael, batim midrashim, the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, in the time of Tzorah, we come, we gather together, we daven, we mispalel, we learn together. The Schus of Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, that can never be taken away from us because it's our survival kit and it guarantees our security in Golos. And therefore, I want to spend some time on the halachic ramifications of the Kedusha and the different halachas that really come out from the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. I would like to focus more on Batei Knesiyos. I don't think I'm going to have time to get to Batei Midrashiyos. But let's begin with a Moridik HaSipurna. The Sipurna says in the Pasuk, Eshev Soysai Tishmaru, Migdashi Tiro, writes the Sipurna, Migdashi Tiro, even though the Pashas of the Pasuk is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, writes the Sipurna, HaMakomis HaMikdash HaMigdolos. Vehein Batei Knesiyos, Batei Midrashiyos, Afa Pishachor Beis HaMikdash. Even though it was Chor Beis HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah, it's referring to a Doraisi, says the Pasuk Midoshi Tiro is referring to our Batei Knesiyos here in Golos. The Smak, one of the Rishonim who wrote, who comprised a Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Smak writes in Simen Ches, a mitzvah Ches, Liyori Migdosh. The mitzvah of Liyori Migdosh sit as Migdosh Tiro, writes the Smak, Ubizman Hazeh, Beis HaKnesses Migdosh Maat. The din of Yiris HaMigdosh, writes the Smak, is a din Doraisi in our Shul's time. The Ran in Megillah learns, he doesn't say it's the Raisa, the Ran in Megillah uses the Lashon of Hitilu Boi Chachamim Kedushim Midivrein. The Ran learns that the din of Yiris HaMikdash that applies to our Shul is only Midirabonim. But the Smak learns, it's Mamash Adin Doi Raisa. And it's because of this, we can understand the Gemara Masechet Brachos and Avot. The Gemara Brachos and Avot tells us that Tanya Abba Bin Yom Noimer. Ein Tfilo, Elu B'Makim Rino. When a person davens, the place that he should daven is B'Makim Rino. What's the Makam Rino? The Makam Rino is the place where we say Shiris is Hishbachis, where we daven, where we mispal, that's in the shul. So to also says the Gemara that if a person wants that his tefillah should be heard, he should come to the Batei Knesiyos. And the Rambam learns that this is even referring to tefillah b'tzibur. That's a mashal person to gather together a minyan. He has a choice. Can he make the minyan in his house? We'll go to minyan in the shul. The Rambam is going to pass in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadik. The Gemara is referring to tefillah b'tzibur, that there's a mile, there's a benefit. If it's tefillah nishmas, all about the Knesiyos, that's even going by tefillah b'tzibur. Amrei Vavim Barado, Amrei Vitzok Minayin Shekhar Baruchu, Matzi B'Midei Sekneses, Hagenot Rivonishlam is Matzi B'Sekneses, Shemar Elikim Nitzov, Ba'ad Askel. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzadik. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Mishi Yesh Lo Beis HaKnesses Be'irah. Person, let's say he has a shul in the city. The Ein Nechnes, but he doesn't walk into the shul. He's Nikra Shachin Ra. He's called a bad neighbor. He says a frightening thing. The Gorim Loi Lebanov Gol. The Gorim Golis Loi Lebanov. He causes, in a sense, excommunication, exile for himself and for his children, because that's how chamer it is for a person not to be nichnas into a Beis HaKnesses. You know, we're a world today that we thrive and we live off segulas. We hear of a segula, becomes a very popular thing today, that many come and run after it. The Mishnah Brura here in Simin Tzadik, he writes an incredible school, this is the Chavetz Chaim, and he quotes from Kadmonu, that the person who comes to the shul in the morning, he comes at night, is Marichin LaYomov. It's a bracha that will have longevity. Ariches Yamim. So we see over here the importance of what a shul is. It's literally a microcosm. It's a manifestation of what the shrine is of Beis HaMikdash. We have the smart telling us that the Yiris HaMikdash applies to the shuls, and it's after they come to the Mitzvah Dairais, and even like the Ran is still in the Rabbanim. With all this, we can understand the Gemara Gilach of Ches. The Gemara codifies the Halacha, Tadar Rabbanim, Beis HaKnesses, and Noigim Mem Kalas Rosh. There's an Issa for a person to be Noig, to conduct himself in a light manner, frivolous behavior into a shul, which means also, besides Kalas Rosh, Ein Oichlim Behen, person can't eat there, ain't shoysen ben, he can't drink, ain't neusen ben, he can't adorn himself, ain't tylen ben, he can't use it as a Torah site, ain't nechnosen ben b'chamav ne'achamav, it's too hot outside. A person wants to cool off the air conditioner. He wants to come to the shul just to have Baruch Hashem here. A person wants to come in to cool off. So says the Gemara, he can't do that. It's a bizarre to the Beis HaKnesses. Ubik sham ne'ak shamim. If it's raining outside and he wants to take a refuge, he wants to be secure from the rain to protect himself, he can't come to the shul to protect himself from the rain. As always, look at the Gemara. So the shaila is, I'd like to discuss tonight. Here we have the Gemara Pesuk, Megillah of Ches. Ein Oichlim Ben, Ben Shoysim Ben, Ben Usim Ben. So how come today, you go to many shuls, people are constantly eating in the shuls? What's the pshat? What are they samech on? You know, by the Sfarad HaShayidin, by the Sfarad HaShayidin, they're very makbid, you know, in the shul, they have a special place where they eat. Nobody eats in the shul. There's the Syrian Jews, the Sfaradim, if you ever done by the Sfaradim, they're very makbid on the cover of the Beis HaKnesses. Besides the fact that they're extremely zar, they won't talk during davening, but they're very makbid. They're eating things, that's the activities that they do, whether it's eating or drinking, they have a side room to be able to eat there. So the question is, today, I don't think you could have an operational shul without serving food. If you don't have the Danishes by the yard side, the breakfast in the morning, where you have food at night in the shul, you might as well put the locks in the doors. So the question is, what's the pshat? When I say the Gemara Megillah of Ches says, Ein Oichlim Ben, Ben Shoysim Ben. So how do you figure this out? So you bring up a great point, Beis Medrash, but the truth is, if you look at the Mechab in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf and Aleph, the Mechab says that the heter of Beis Medrash is only the Mokim Tzarech Gadol in dire need. The Ramas Chaylik on him, but the Shulchan Aruch says that's only because they're there the whole day. Now, the Bir Halacha has a question, even if, let's say, someone's in the Beis HaMedrash the whole day. But our Beis HaMedrash is also Beis HaKnesses. So Bishlam in the times of, let's say, the Shulchan Aruch you're referring to, that's talking about that a special room for the shul and a special room for learning. So Beis HaMedrash, in a sense, is only designated for learning. People spend time learning in the room, so mainly they're allowed to go ahead and eat. But says the Bir Halacha, what about today? We're out, but the Knesset is also at the same time Beis HaMedrash. Maybe perhaps it should take on the Chum of Beis HaKnesses as well. But there is leniency what you're saying, but you have to say a shir just on Beis Medrash. But Pasha, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's not the case for two reasons. One is because the Rama says they have to be there for a lengthy amount of time, not just in the morning and at night. And also the Bir Halacha is concerned that he lives at Sarachian, that every Beis HaMedrash today is also Beis HaKnesses, so perhaps it takes along with it the Chumash of Beis HaKnesses. But you're saying a good point. There are some who suggest what you're saying, but I just want to go down a little bit of a different route tonight. So let's start with the Gemara. Another Gemara, Megillah of Ches. Amar Reb Asi, Batei Knesiyos Shebabavel, Al Tnai Heinasu. All the shuls that they built in Babel, they made a special condition. They stipulated at the time of the construction and the erecting of the shul that we're making a Tnai, that whatever we want to use the room for, we're going to use the room, we're going to use the shul for, to eat, to drink. As long as it's not kalas rosh, as long as it's not frivolous activities, we're going to eat there and drink there, that's fine. As long as it's not kalas rosh, says the Gemara, but can you see Shabbavel, Afnai, and therefore there's no issue with it. So the Chari say, okay, the show's over, that's the problem. Pereshit Mar Megillah Chafes, and all the shuls and chutzlarts is a stipulation. There's a time at the time of the Binyan Beis HaKnesses that we're making a condition that we're going to use the shuls to eat as well. And once it's a Tanai, it says the Gemara, there's no issue. But there's a big problem with that, because the Gemara says the Ravada Marava was talking and learning with an Amara, with Rava, and they went outside. They were schmoozing and learning. It says the Gemara, Zilcha Mitzru, it started to rain. When it started to rain, they didn't want to get wet. It was raining outside, so they came back into the shul. And they figured we're going to finish learning inside the shul so you don't get wet from the rain. Says the Gemara that they said, they made a declaration and they told everybody, you should know, this that we came back into the shul is not because of the rain. That we would never do, because then we're using the shul for a mundane activity, for a mundane purpose, for our own hana, for our own benefit. So don't think for a second that we came back to the shul because we didn't want to get wet. Do you know why we went back into the shul? Because Shmaitz Abay Yistana, when you learn, you need clarity of mind. If the settings, the atmosphere is comfortable, it's easier for the mind to work. So therefore they felt if it's raining outside, they're not going to think as well. So like this, they'll come to the shul. They're not going to be wet from the rain. So therefore they'll be able to learn the sikhis better. That's why they came back. So Shlozach Tekasha, 1 second. Why did they have to make such a declaration? They were in Chutzlaritz. They were in the diaspora. They were in Babel. And the Gemara just got through saying that all the Batei Knesses in Babel is out flying as soon. It was made with a precondition. So why did they have to say that they came back to the shul? Because it was better for their learning, even if it wasn't better for their learning. As I said, Tosis, the Ramban, Yer Zeruah, all the Rishonim grappling with this kasha. How do you reconcile this seemingly contradiction between these two Gemaras? On one hand, Ravasi is telling us, but the Knesset Shabbat Babel is out flying as soon. And Mitzad Sheni, the Gemara says that they came back into the shul and they told everybody, you should know, we're only coming back, not because we wanted to save ourselves from the rain. We're only coming back because we could learn better. So without the sort of learning better, they wouldn't have gone back into the shul. In fact, Tysus, why not? This Abba Shal Tanayin Asiyan. And for Tysus. Tysus answers, you should know, because this is at the Gemara that says that the basic Knesset Shabbat Babel is Tanayin Asiyas, it's made with a precondition. So Tysus, that only works when the shul is no longer functioning, it's no longer in operation. A lot of times, you know, you see, let's say, in the mountains, there's certain places. I remember, you know, my wife's from Minnesota, so we go there in the summers. We used to go visit in Duluth, Minnesota. It was once a flourishing Jewish community with hundreds and hundreds of families. The shul is closed. It's not in operation. But there was a few people that were still left. So he asked the old shamash if he could open up the shul for us. He wanted to see the shul. It's where my wife's grandfather had his bar mitzvah. So I remember I went to the back. It was a gorgeous, a beautiful edifice, a tremendous shul. You saw hundreds of seats, chairs. It was a gorgeous shul. So I went into the back of the office. I was looking through they had the membership books from the 1930s and 1940s. And they had next to their names, the donations that they gave. They had everything so mesudah. They were talking about hundreds of families. And yet, unfortunately, there was no yeshivas there, and Nebuch, they lost their children. They intermarried, and that was it. But they have a standing shul, but it's no longer functioning. It's not in operation. So Tysis, that's when a Tanai works. If it's b'chubanam, it's no longer in operation, that's what the Gemara means, that a Tanai works. However, if it's a functioning shul, the shul has been done and people are dabbing there, so Tysis, that over there, of course not, a Tanai is not going to work. You know why? Because you have the Gemara that we mentioned. Einoichun ben, vein shoysen ben, vein uisen ben, vein mitailun ben, vein nechnosim ha-bechav ne'achama, u'akshom ne'akshomim. And Tysis even more so. Look at the Gemara with Damaroyim. Damaroyim said, why do they go back into the shul? Because you can learn better. It's mashma without the learning better for the Kshom that everyone went back. So Tysus, you see, when it's in operation, the Tanai doesn't work. And then he concludes that this is only in Chutzlaritz. But in Eretz Yisrael, even if a shul is no longer in operation, over there, even b'chobanon, ein oichel men ve'eshoi semen. You know why? Because in Chutzlaritz, when Mashiach's going to come, Heri Yavai Yigalenu, when Mashiach's going to come, so it'll be butler kedushas from all the shuls in Chutz Laretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach is going to come, they're going to be revived. So even though they're the Chabon of Eretz Yisrael, being that they're going to be revived, and it's not typical kedushas, the kedusha is not going to be pocket, it's not going to leave, so in Eretz Yisrael, it's always awesome. So like places, we can't use this Gemara as a heter. Because Tosfos is clearly saying that the time works, the Bavel, only be mocking that it's the Chabon, but not the Yeshuv. The Rambam in Perek Yedal V'Aloch Avov, he says, Mamash like Tosis. He says, the Lashon is, Ein Oichon Ben, Ein Shoysen Ben, Usen Ben, Ein Metailon Ben, Ein Echnosen Ben, Becham Ne'achamo, Ukshom Ne'akshom. Mamash like Shidus at Tosis. However, it is Ramban. Ramban is the same Kasha. The Wadi Damaroyim have to say they went back into the shul because they were able to learn better. I wanted to say because in Babel, Tanai works. Says the Ramban like this. It's like the Ramban. that even while it's a functioning shul, and even while it's in operation, but the makim that it's a big tzara, it's in dire need. He says, the Gemara Pesachim talks about, I remember, today it's not so common, but I remember growing up, they used to make Kiddush Friday night in shul. A lot of young Israel, Jewish centers still do it. The person gets up, he recites, where the minute come from? The minute came from that the Iranian who had nowhere to eat on Shabbos. Many of them didn't even have a place to sleep. So they used to make Kiddush and meals in the shul for the poor people.
Well, he said, you don't have those situation anymore, so why do shuls, certain shuls still do it now?
So for a lot of it is once you start a certain custom, once a shul has a minig, people don't feel comfortable switching what their minig is. So that's very much why they kept it, because since when the Shulchan Aruch wrote it, there was something that was negaya. So in the middle, it's not, they don't want to abolish something that they did for so many years. They grew up with it. It's not so easy to abolish it.
It's not a bracha batala,
though. No, because it won't be a bracha batala because Lamaisa, they give it to Ketanim to drink. So they do have a cut and drink the wine. There's other cheshbonos. I'll tell you afterwards if you want why I want the bracha batala, because the Yitzchak Shmachim Sud according to Mechaber Al Yayin, there's different cheshbonos in Mishnah and Gimel. But it's another share. But so the Ramban says that in the case of Aniyim, where it's a tzar of gadol for poor people, so then the Tanai works. It means the more allowance of Tanai, it's not carte blanche that you make it Tanai, you can do whatever you want. You have to down and judge each case on its own. So when we're talking about a case of Aniyim, where it's mamash a tzar of gadol, we're going to eat, this is the Shabbos meal, over there says the Ramban works. However, if it's not a tzar of gadol, if it's not dying eat, so then the Tanai is not going to work. Now it's interesting because the Be'er Halacha wants to say that according to this Ramban, that says that the Tanai works in Chutz Laretz for Tzara Gadol, even when the shul's in operation and it's standing. So the Be'er Halacha wants to venture to say the same Halacha should be in Eretz Yisrael. In Mishlo like Taisis and El B'chur Baran, there's no more Kedusha because when Mashiach comes, it's not going to be revived. So you can say a chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. But the Ramban will allow in Chutz Laretz even be a shuvan, even when it's still standing. That means the Ramban held even when there is Kedusha. The Makom Tzarech Gadol works. So Be'er Halacha felt if that's the case, the Makom Tzarech Gadol and Eretz Yisrael also, if they made a Tanai, it should work. So why is the Gemara Dafka say Bavel and not Eretz Yisrael if it's the same thing? Says the Be'er Halacha because what the Gemara means is that in Bavel they used to make the Tanai. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't make the Tanai. They didn't want such a, they didn't want, maybe they had one shul for Aniyim, and all the other shuls they built without a Tanai. But in Bavel, their practice was that they used to make a Tanai in every shul. But halachically, it wouldn't make a difference, Mitzad, if they did make a Tanai. That it would work in Makom Tzarech Gadol. I said, what about the case of the Gemara? So says the Ramban, the case of the Gemara, people constantly walk in the street, it starts raining, and they don't melt. They continue, they go where they have to go, even though it's raining. So Mela, being that walking in the rain is not something that's such a Tzarech Gadol. For Rila Dover, people every day walk in the rain. So that's what Yisrael Rahim felt, that it's not enough of a Tzarech to be Samech Chanda tonight. Very good Shema. So now, perhaps, 1 second. So we have a shtickel heter, but the shaila is, are our meals, a guy makes a yartzeit kiddush, can we call that a tzarech gadol? Shal shudis, can we call that a tzarech gadol? I mean, people can eat at home, they can eat somewhere else. Person, let's say it's an offer from shul, is that a tzarech gadol? We can start clearing. According to Ramban, it's a very touch and go kind of shaila. We have to start trying to figure out, is it called a tzarech gadol or not? And after the kach, Ramban says, even if it's raining outside, it's not a tzarech gadol to go back into the shul. If you would ask me, I would say, of course it's a tzarech gadol, I don't want to get wet. But still the Ramban says that doesn't classify as a tzarech gadol. Le shita. Shita tzarech zeruah. The shita tzarech zeruah is the same shita as Rashi. And listening to this tzarech zeruah, it's an incredible tzarech zeruah. What did the Rishonim? He writes like this. So tzarech zeruah. Kol hani debraisa da'asa. All the cases that the Braisa brought down, in Euchlin, in Shoysen, in Mithailand, in Usan, all those cases of tzarech zeruah, the Aser is dafka the Beis HaKnesset Shel Eretz Yisrael. That's only the Beis HaKnesset Shel Eretz Yisrael. However, Bakulu Shor the Beis HaKnesset Shel Bavel, all these things are mutter in the Beis HaKnesset Shel Bavel. Hilkoch mutter lechol the lishtoi se'ida idno bivatek nisiyos. Today in the diaspora, we're allowed to go ahead and do all these things as long as it's not out of switch. As long as we're not playing hockey in the shul. Zokdar Zeruah, it's all mutter because al tnayim nisiyin, the al tnayim hein nisiyin. And therefore, Zakar Zeruah, the Badek Nyesiyos, the Gemara is telling us, he let it eat and drink and do all these things. So the Kasha is, so why did these Amorim say, they're only going back in the Shul because it's clays their mind to learn. Let them say they're going back because in Babel, the Al-Tanay Nesiyon, Zakar Zeruah, he machrim al-Atzma. We just see this, they want to be machrim on themselves, but make it the din, they're allowed to go back in order to protect themselves from the rain. So now the big question is, are we paskin? We have three shittas in Rishonim. We have shittas HaTosfos of Rambam that says Tanai doesn't work. when it's a functioning and operational, and the shul's in operation. It only works for chabon. We have the Ramban that says, no, even the yeshua, even when the shul's functioning and it's operational, but it has to be tzarech gadol. What kind of tzarech gadol? We're not even going to go. We have nowhere to place them. And then we have the Yerzeruah, who's mamash mikatzel el katzel, that says, no, the bavel, al tanayin asirin, everything's mutta, as long as it's not kalas roish. How do we pass it? Comes the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. You tell me, who does he passing like? Listen to Elosh. In Bishas Binyan Beis HaKnesses Hisnolov. If let's say while they were building the shul, they were erecting the shul, at the time of construction, Hisnolov L'shtamish Boy, they made a tonight, they made a precondition to be able to use it. Muta L'shtamish Boy Bichur Bonoy. It's muta to use Bichur Bonoy only when it's destroyed, it's not functioning. I will be yeshuvoi, but if the shul's operational, loy mahani tnai, a condition will not work. The medvar amurim, and even when b'chabon doesn't work, that's only about the kinesios shel chutz laretz. I will about the kinesios shel eretz yisrael loy mahani about tnai. Whose sheet is that? That's the sheet of Taisus, no, and the Rambam, right? This is the sheet of Taisus and the Rambam. He says beferish only b'chabonon. And not the yeshuvah, and Eretz Yisrael says it doesn't work. The Ramaz doesn't argue with him. The Ramaz not magia. As I look to Machaber, the Ramaz silent on this halacha. It's interesting. There's a Taz. The Taz is astonishingly parenthetically. You have to get anybody confused, but the Taz is the kasha that Reis Amachtes. The Shulchan Aruch was the one who said to make kiddush and shul. So the Taz is one second. If the Shulchan Aruch and Kufnun Aleph passes like the sheet of Taisus, how do they make kiddush and shul? Only the Ramban you could do it for Aniyim. So the Taz therefore says that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't go like Taisus. And he says it's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch, but really he goes with the Ramban. But that's Agav. But here we see clearly that the Shulchan Aruch is going like the sheet of Taisus. And therefore, the Yeshuvah, there's no heter. The Piskei Tshuva is right, the Bechsidim, they don't call their shuls Beis HaKnesses. They don't call it a shul, they call it a shtibul. He says, why do they call it a shtibul? Because they're worried about the Shulchan Aruch. A shtibul, they say, it's not a shul. You know what it is? It's a place where we gather, we enjoy ourselves, we schmooze, we talk, we eat, we drink, we learn, we daven, but it's not a shul, it's a shtibl. It's a place where we gather. So right, the Piskei Tshuva, the Chassidish Rebbe, the reason why they did it is because after all, if you're going to make it into a Beis HaKnesses, then you're going to be, what are you going to do with the Shulchan Aruch? What are you going to do with Shita Sacrifices? What are you going to do with the Shita Ramban? Every time they want to bring in food into the shul, they have to worry, is it Tzarech Gadol or not Tzarech Gadol? And the many Chassidim, they like to have Hering and Lekech and Brunf and every single day. See, therefore they said, we have an Eitzah, a solution to solve this issue, we're going to call it a Shtibl. It says the Piskei Tshuva, one second. Not so plush. You know, because when you're going fundraising for a shtiebel, people are giving money thinking that they're being mekayim the mitzvah of asil lemigdash v'shachati b'soichem. V'ayli men migdash ma'atil batu b'nisiyas batu midrashis. I'm being mekayim the smak. I'm being mekayim abu ben yom and the gemara and brachas that we mentioned. And the truth is, it doesn't have pollution based ekneses. It doesn't have pollution based ekneses. He's solidifying money. He's soliciting money that really be'etzim doesn't have the kedusha. And he says even more than that. He says if that's the case, the mitzvah says when people are dying there, they don't have the kedusha of a shul. So Piskei Tshuva is not so fond of this idea to go ahead and call it a shtibul. So what's the eitzel of this? Call it a shtibul, but at the end of the day, we want to be able to daven in a place with a special kedusha. Shulchan Aruch Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Dalet. Shulchan Aruch writes, same Shulchan Aruch, that if the reason why you're making a meal is for the benefit of the shul itself, then it's permitted. Like he says, let's say you want to hire a security guard. You want a security guard to protect the shul. And over there, the security guard who has to stay in the shul, he has to sleep there, he has to eat there, or else he's not going to take the job. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that over there, he's allowed to eat. Why? Because it's l'tzarif, the basic necessity itself. He says also, there used to be, when he used to be ma'abed Hashana, they'd go ahead and eat an extra month. So in the Mishnah, the Shnai is called, Rosh Hashanah, they'd throw a whole feast. And they'd always, the Sanhedrin would come, and they would make a lavish suda. They make a suda. And the suda that they would make, I'm sorry, it was not a lavish suda actually, and they'd make a suda to eat in the shul. So, l'chayra, what's the shot? Since it's a suda mitzvah, let's say by Mavar Sechaydish, it's a suda mitzvah, so maybe perhaps we could say that we could learn from over here that if it's a suda mitzvah, maybe that we could have in the shul. Like maybe a shal shudis, maybe you could call that a suda mitzvah, or a bar mitzvah, or let's say an ofif, maybe, I don't know if an ofif is suda mitzvah, let's say shalav brachas, a siyam hashas, that would be a suda mitzvah. But the problem is the Mishabur brings down the Magen Avram that they only allowed suda for the Ma'abir as a Chodesh because over there is a very minimal suda. They only serve some pas, some kidneys, some bread and legumes, but there's no shichris, there's no beverages, there's no drinks that have shichris to it. But big sudas, like today, our Kedeshim, which Baruch Hashem, we have beautiful Kedeshim today, that the Magen Avraham says that that's not going to fly. Chabad Das, Chabad Yosef, he disagrees. Chabad Das says, no. Even though the Mishnah Berurah being the Magen Avraham, they're only allowed by Ma'abris HaChodesh because there's a small suda. And you're also allowed to see Mashas because Yerach Shulchan says that see Mashas is a covered learning. And since the covered learning is like what the basic nesses, basic measures is all about, so being that it's a see Mashas, it's a covered learning, so Mimela, that's why the Mishnah Berurah allowed that. It says the Abiyahim, no. There are many Mishnah who disagree and hold that anything that's a Sudas Mitzvah, we could put it under the umbrella of Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Dalet, that the same way we matter for the Suda that the Sanhedrin made when they wanted to extend the month, who had then also be passed by Allah Maisa, any Sudas Mitzvah can make in a shul. And he says also even more than that. He says, are you going to tell me why Shal Shudas a Sudas Mitzvah? What's the big Sudas Mitzvah about a Shal Shudas? He says, Masha Gam Shedoshim Ba'alocha Ba'agoda. Being that they're saying over different Torah, people are speaking to Ba'alocha, people are learning, he says, Rabbi Avraham, you'll appreciate this. There's nothing greater than Zikir Rabbim, and therefore it warrants a Sudas Mitzvah came, and therefore Zakti Abiyah Mervado, when there's a mitzvah involved, we can say that's going to be Mutter. So, okay, we could maybe Sheva Bracha Asiyim, maybe tonight's learning, it's all a chelik of the learning, we're learning together, it enhances the learning. But what about if you go to Shul, they have Yardside Danishes, people just, any opportunity do we have to put out food, we put out food. By me and Shul also. Everybody knows you want your shul running, you want people to come, you got to put out food. Let me end off with an Igris Moshe. And this Igris Moshe is off the charts. What am I mocking? I'm going to read it inside because it's such an incredible tshuva. It's not that long, but I just want to read it inside. I don't think I'm making it up. If you go back, if the Shulchan Aruch passing that place in the Rambam, that was clear. The Rambam passing like that, twice is passing like that. The Mo agreed with Shulchan Aruch. Comes in Moshe, Moshe says like this. Igris Moshe, Chelak Dalet Sim Mem Hei. He has another tshuva in Chelak Dalet. It only wants to matter Sudas Mitzvahs. But listen to this Igris Moshe, Chelak Dalet Sim Mem Hei. I believe this is what the Veltas is Sanu Chan. Kideski wrote, but I believe that this is what it boils down to. Ukimedomni. Shebahari Mekoymus in many places, Noigin Lahakal Ashleib Shasachak. Even Shleib Shasachak. Says Moshe, it seems to me, even Shlomo, this is what, 67 years ago, if you can imagine today. Even Shlomo B'Shas Etchak. And Litzorich Mitzvah Ksas. Even if it's Litzorich Mitzvah Ksas, Gerin Lechel Su D'Shlishis B'Shabbos. Av She'ein Tzorich Godel. Why? Sherei Yochel Kolechel Lechel B'Bei, so everybody could go home Shal Shudis. Noigim Kemat B'Chol HaMakom Islahati. Kemat all shuls, they have Shal Shudis, and they don't refrain from making it in the shul itself. V'ach Lasseis Mishta B'Kriyas Chosin, like an offer of, Oy Bar Mitzvah Noigim Lahakol, even though he wants exactly the mitzvah to make an offer of Kiddush. And then he concludes, Vachasidim. And he doesn't mention Kiddush Shtiblach, I wonder why. But he says, Vachasidim, Noigim b'chol batik neisir shalahen, lahater af bidvar harishus mamish, kehod achilu v'shtiyah b'yom ha'yartzai, which is mamish harishus. Because the Gemara says they used to fast in the day of the yartzai. Im kain, so k'reb Moshe, v'chrochen loymar, that we paskin shenoygin kirashi ukaoziruah shemutter al tnai afilu biyishuv nachilu biyishtiyo ukaagav nafilu b'loy berchik. Says the Moshe Pek Chazim Ayam Adavah. Look at what he's doing. It must be that the belt's following the oziruah. V'nimso shenisla kainat kain halacha. It must be that we follow the halacha like the oziruah. Afim ulai rak b'doris hachroinim ischim loyner kain. Even though it's a recent phenomenon that generation started following the oziruah, but since this is what the belt is doing, it must be passing like the Yerzeruah, and that's where they make even for, let's say, Yerzeit Sudis and Yerzeit Kedeshim and Danishes and things like that. I'll fashit the Yerzeruah. Well, Sir Moshe's on the Tshuva only discusses Chotzorot. So Shlomo Zalman, in the Lich Shlomo, he goes with the Ramban, that Tanai works in Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to say also that being that the Tanai works in Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to say, even Shita said, well, if you didn't make the Tanai, perhaps there's a din that there is a Tanai. So he said, Tzorech, you see, he's very, very lenient with it. Even though the Ramban only said Tzorech Gadol, but his Lashon Lich Shlomo is that's why in Eretz Yisrael we find that people eat, they drink, because the Tanai works. But in Chotzorot, it's every Moshe, we have the Shita Yar Zeruah. So let's just summarize. We have three shittas in the Mishnah. We have shittas at Tosis that hold only the Chabonon. We had the Ramban that only held Tzorah Gadol. We had the Erzeruah that said no. That when the Gemara says Al Tanayin Asuyin, it means in Gansin, Afilu Lachilus Rishus. In Eretz Yisrael, you're right, it'd be an issue. But over here in Babel, where the Tanai works, it works even with Dvar Rishus. And Melech Zepter Moshe, this that we find today, that so many shuls and so many places, they have different Kedeshim and different food events in the shul, is because it must be that the Vilt he's going with the halacha of the Yoreh Zeruah. I just want to end off. He laying this weekend with his past parsha. He's atar al tamei. We discussed the process of one who goes through the purification of tamei mace. It says v'hizar atar al tamei. Someone who is tar would sprinkle on the tamei the efer of parnum. Zokti Yushalmi in Demai. Amri Yishul ben Kifsi. Niyamai, all the days of my life. Hayisi kares apasik azeh, v'hizah hatar al atami. All the days of my life, I read the pasik. V'hizah hatar, the tar person sprinkles al atami. Tar echad mazah al tami echad. One pure person only has the ability to purify one tami. At shalamadati maitzare shal yavna, until I learned from the treasure house of Yavna, v'hizah hatar al atami shetar echad. One tar has the ability and the koiches and the magnitude, the tire, I feel kama tmei, even to be matire multiple tmei. What's the pshat in this Yushalmi? Zokar blazes shach. We all know the story of Yavne. The Roman general is coming to conquer Eretz Yisrael to destroy all the Yidden. Rabbi Yerchem ben Zakkai comes to the Roman general and he tells him he should know that one day he's going to become king. And he was so enlightened by hearing such a basura, he told Rabbi Yerchem ben Zakkai, ask for your request and I'll grant your wish. And Rabbi Yerchem ben Zakkai, one of the things he asked him was, do me a favor, spear the academy of Yavna. Don't kill them. Let them survive, let them live. And he granted his request, and kachava, he allowed the people of Yavna to live. What ended up happening? From these few Talmidim, these minor Talmidim, the small academy of Yavna, these Talmidim went ahead and made other Talmidim. And those Talmidim made their Talmidim. Until eventually Torah spread and it began to grow. And it spread until eventually the king Torah came back, perhaps to its full glory. You saw the impact, the effect that what a few people could have, what one person could have, that Akadei Kach from just a few small amount of Talmidim, he had the ability to mashpia and bring that Torah into the world. I always thought of how much of an inspiration, how much of an effect, how much of an impact could one person have? It's limited. Until I learned from the stories of Yavna, of the koiches, of the magnitude, the impression that even one person could accomplish. Rabbi Yisai, this is a moridic of word from Reb Shach. See, you say to yourself, okay, someone's a Rosh Yeshiva, he's a Rav, he's a klal mensch, but what about the simple person? What about him? Who could he inspire, affect, make a difference? You know, we say in benching, Harachmon Yivorech es Ovi Mari ves Imi Marasi. We ask the Ribbon Shalom that the Ribbon Shalom should bench Ovi Mari, my father, my master. Since when is every father is a teacher? I don't know if every father is a Rebbe. Most people are businessmen. All the Shvatim used to work besides two Shvatim. So what, Harachmon Yivorech es Ovi Mari? It's like Rav Shimon Schwab, because in essence, every single parent is a teacher. Every single parent has an effect on the children. And if a parent doesn't realize this, unfortunately, he's not privy to the basics, the basic fundamentals of what he is as a parent. Is a rachman yivarech es avi mori, because every child learns from a parent. You know, Chavetz Chaim writes, when he speaks about the end of Shemir Salashim, about the greatness, the exaltedness, and beauty of a person who downs in a he writes one of the reasons that he doesn't understand. He's bewildered how he sees that the earlier generations, the Batei Midrashim were full. People came, they davened, they came to learn. But the Chavetz Chaim said, now the new generation, he doesn't see too many kids there. He doesn't see the teenagers growing up. They're not coming to shul. So Chavetz Chaim says, why is that? He says, you know why? Because the child perhaps sees that once in a while the father misses. He misses coming to shul. He sees him davening in the house. So what does the child say? He doesn't make the calculation. He doesn't make the cheshbon. What do you mean? He was there for the last 3 months. Now he missed one day. The child sees that, oh, it's not something that's so important to him. It's not something that's so chash to him. So the child says, it's not chash, and I don't want to go at all. Is a rachmoni versus Abi Mari, the impression, the effect, the koiches that a person has on his mishpacha, on his wife, on his children, is lo yomim. You know, someone just told me today, I was on my way here, a chavrusa mine called me, he told me he has an unbelievable maestro to tell me over. He heard it mamish from the mishpacha itself. The Wilhelm family from Torah Das. So in the early 1900s, he was trying to, a lot of kids in public school, he was trying to get kids to go to yeshiva. So he would go around to the public school kids' parents to ask them, to try to convince them to send the kids to yeshivas. He went to this family, this Belsky family, And he's a very wealthy man, this Mr. Belsky, a very, very wealthy person. And when Mr. Willem came to asking to send his kids to Torah Das, he had all his kids already enrolled in public school. But that day when Mr. Willem came, one of the kids had chicken pox, so he's home from school. So the moment that Mr. Willem came into the house, Mr. Belsky said, "Oh, you're coming for money for your yeshiva." He says, "I'm not coming for money. I'm coming for your children." "It's fine. This kid's home." He says, "No, he's sick." He says, "Okay, let me have this one." So Mr. Belsky said, "Fine. One of them you could have." You know who this person was? This is Belsky's grandfather. One man, Mr. Willem. What could you think? What's he doing? Trying to get guys to come to yeshiva. The Hiza HaTara Latame. Who would ever imagine one person's act, the effect that he had, what one person could accomplish? In the treasure house of Yavna, the koiches that one person has. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Korach, Rav Lachem B'nei Levi. After all, Korach, he wants Kehuna, he wants Nesias. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, relax. Rav Lachem B'nei Levi, you have enough. What does that mean? Isn't he supposed to have a greater sheif, a greater shoot for the stars? Okay, if you fall short, you'll get somewhere. Rav Lachem B'nei Levi, you have enough? What does that mean, Rav Lachem B'nei Levi? Other Rabbi, he's always supposed to want more. More. We're supposed to be, it comes to our Gashmi's life, you want the best. We're not going to settle on a small paycheck. So why should he settle for Ruchnius? Tells Moshe Ben Rabbi Chemenei Levi, don't worry about it, you have enough. What's the Peshat? The Zohar writes, Kol Pekuda, any mitzvah, the lespa, the chilu, rechimu, that doesn't have Ahavas Hashem and Yirish Shemayim, it's not going to go upstairs. It's not going to make it. So Ravon Tzvi Galinsky is the Chavetz Chaim. He says, I understand. The Zohar is saying that a mitzvah can only ascend L'mayim. It's Ba'avas Hashem, the year is Hashem. He said, you don't stand a chance today. You know, come, you know, we're lucky, Simon Kuf Aleph, if we could say Shemana Esri at the first bracha, we know the Pirish Amilus, to be Yotzi the Dinner Shemana Esri at the first bracha means Pirish Amilus. But to say a mitzvah, Ba'avas Hashem, the year is Hashem, here's the Chavetz Chaim that's it, we're doomed. What are we going to do? Chavetz Chaim says, I want to tell you something. And I was growing up as a young child. He was a person who was a baker. He used to have a bakery. Occasionally, I would meet this baker. And I would ask him, I would say, who has business? He would tell me, business, you don't understand, it's terrible. The aggravation that I have, this customer complains the bread is too well done. This one complains it's too raw, it's too round, it's too thin, it's too thick, it's not big enough, it's not wide enough. You don't know the aggravation that I have. If the World War I broke out, the Chavetz Chaim meets this baker again, and the Chavetz Chaim is thinking to himself, you can imagine, in times of war, the economic meltdown, people are in dire financial straits. If this person, this baker, was complaining before wartime in good times, can you imagine now? So he comes over to the baker, and he says, "No, how's it going? How's business?" Doesn't matter. It's booming. Chavetz Chaim says, "How's that possible? In good times it was bad, and bad times it's good." He says, "No, because during wartime, anyone who could get their hands on a piece of bread will do anything. If you're able to get a loaf of bread during war." He says, they come into the store the second in the morning. I open the gates. I open the door. There's a whole line of people just grabbing bread off the shelf. So the Chavetz Chaim, he turns to Ram Tzvi Galinsky and he tells him, you're right. The Zohar is referring to the Friedrich Doris. And the Doris, we were Tanoim, we were Amaroyim, we were Neviim, we were Rishonim. But in our generation, in our door, it's wartime. The challenges, the Nisyonis, the daily challenges that we face every day. And the Ribbono Shel Olam sees a person. He comes to shul. He's makbid not to talk during davening. A person goes there, he does a chesed. He's kaveit in the Torah. He has a chavus in the morning. He has a chavus at night. Whatever he's able to do. That the Chavetz Chaim says, that's during wartime. The Baruch Hu takes anything. Is Zok Moshe Rabbeinu to Korach, perhaps Yesh Leimah. Rav Lachem B'nei Levi, it's not all or nothing. It doesn't mean you have to get everything or you're an icewolf. That's as Korach. Either I have it all or I have nothing. Rav Lachem B'nei Levi. You have to realize your lot in life, that whatever you could accomplish, that's also greatness, that's also godless. I remember, you know, a few weeks ago, a person called me, told me, it was before the summer. He said he needs an AT, he wants a good therapist. I don't know why I thought I would know the number of a therapist. I'm not a therapist, I don't have a license at all, but he needs a good therapist, he's very depressed. So I know therapy is a very important thing, and they help a lot of people, but I'm a Talmud of Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, that's all. Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, he always used to tell us that he feels if someone's depressed, you know why he's depressed? Because he's not learning like he could. Because Torah, it's an amazing thing. Torah has something that's magnetic. You know, the same way our goof, we need sustenance. We have to eat, we have to drink, and we have to provide for our goof. So too also, there's a spiritually, our neshamas, if they feel deficient, if there's a deficiency, something's lacking, they're lacking sustenance, the male of the neshama feels low. So Shmuel Ben Maimon, we always used to tell the Baruch, we used to tell us, learn more. You'll see, I want to show Shana Kasapara. What does that have to do with anything? There's something spiritual in there. There's something beruchnis that the neshama attaches to, that elevates the neshama, that makes the neshama happy. He said, Rav Shmuel used to tell us, learn more, you'll see, you'll feel better. He's Rav Lachem B'nai Levi. So I told this person, make a say, why don't you get a chavrus in the morning, you'll enjoy, you'll start off your day, shmak, you learn. Somebody says, me, I'm a working guy, I can't learn. That's Atzis Kairach. It's not everything or nothing. That's Atzis Kairach. Rav Lachem B'nai Levi. You don't understand what it means. An hour in the morning, whatever you can do, that's also Choshev Bari Ribono Shel Olam. It's internalized. The message of Reb Shach. The Hiza HaTor Al Tomei. Tomei Echad. Tor Echad is Metar L'Harbe Tmein. You know, we all heard of the tragic saga. The story that captivated literally the planet of the submersible who went on a voyage to witness the wreckage of the Titanic. It imploded. They all died. Now, boys, explain to me. The people on the submersible, they were billionaires. They could have done cold Kaibisha Ba'ulam, whatever they wanted, they could have done. Let's fought the Ryan Cup. To go boat yourself in a tin can to 14,000 feet down in the Atlantic Ocean? What do you think? They can do whatever they want. I don't know what these guys do. Go to Bahamas, go to Vegas, I don't know, Vegas, whatever they do. There's no end. They had all the money. This is what was a thrill for them. This is what gave them enlightenment. What's the pshat? The Torah says, you know why? Because Chazal tell us that there's nothing that satisfies a person other than Torah or mitzvahs. And therefore, when it comes to gashmius, no matter what a person does, he's never fulfilled. No matter what he does, he always wants more. So he already did it. It already became boring to them. He never gets satisfied. When it comes to Torah mitzvahs, a person goes and he does a chesed. A person can't afford camp, and you pay for that kid's camp. If mamash lifts you up like nothing else. Something that's ruchnius, that's spiritual. A person davens, he has a seder. He's nice to his wife. He spends time with his kids. He learns with his kids. He's mechazik his kids. There's no greater simcha than that. Shtaka b'zoicha, as we're entering the 3 weeks of we mourn the Beis HaMikdash, and we yearn for Tzipisli Yeshua, we yearn for Mashiach. But Kol's man is still in Golos, hopefully not for too long. We should internalize the Arias HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah of this, but the Kinesios, about the Midrashis, that's chus, v'oyle, midrash ma'at, as suddenly covets, kol bat Kinesios, l'aritz Yisrael. Shkoyach.